This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Paula White Kane. She recently announced that her son will now pastor her church, City of Destiny. Find out what Paula plans to do next after this quick break.
Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews.
Megachurch pastor Paula White Kane has announced that her son, Brad Knight, is taking her place as senior pastor of City of Destiny, along with his wife, Rachel. Paula plans to assume the role of oversight pastor at the megachurch. The church was formerly known as New Destiny Christian Center, but is now officially named City of Destiny. Paula said this when she made the announcement at her church. "Everybody stand up on your feet, because this is God's plan. I am moving to what I call oversight pastor, but let me explain that. That's apostolic, but I just haven't embraced the title." End quote. Paula says she received a prophetic word back in 2005 about the pastoral transition, but it didn't make sense to her until 2019. She says this, "The Lord spoke to me very clearly and said, if you miss this moment, you will delay things. Do not miss this moment." End quote. She also talked about the transition at the Unleashed conference. After Jennison Franklin finished speaking, she said this, "I'm just messed up. It's so powerful and profound. I told my son he will be the pastor as of this Sunday because God spoke to me. So y'all don't want to miss Sunday because City of Destiny is being launched and God is moving." End quote. Paula believes the church will have 3,000 church plants, and she will also continue with Paula White Ministries, though she plans to still preach from time to time if her son asks her to. She says she and her husband Jonathan aren't going anywhere, but are submitting themselves to Brad for City of Destiny. To learn more about this transition, visit charismanews.com and keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.